This program is a production of the Reformed Forum, online at reformedforum.org. This is the Reformed Media Review, episode number 29. Today we provide just a general overview of resources of things available online and through other means. Welcome to the Reformed Media Review, your regular look at books, culture, and all sorts of media from a Reformed perspective. My name is Camden Busey, and I have with me today, here in Studio B in Glenside, Pennsylvania, Jonathan Brack, who's a student at Westminster Theological Seminary.
Jonathan
Brack.
How are you doing?
It's good. Good to see you.
We also have Jared Oliphant, who's the director of admissions at Westminster. It's great to have you over, Jared.
Great to be here.
Jared Oliphant.
Great to hear my voice or my name in belch form.
And we're very pleased to have with us a student at the Free University of Amsterdam. They're in the PhD program. Nathan Shannon, thanks for coming over, Nate.
What's up, Camden?
Nathan Shannon.
Yeah. We'll keep the sound effects to a minimum. We've been goofing around with them on Philosophy for Theologians, our latest program, and that one's going to be a little bit more relaxed. So if you really can't stand the sound effects, it's probably a program you don't want to listen to. But we'll keep them to a minimum here. Today we're going to be speaking about media resources, particularly those on the internet. We're just going to give a broad survey of a bunch of things that are out there other than what's online at reformedforum.org. And so we're just going to spend a few moments today speaking about all sorts of resources that are out there. Websites, podcasts, video feeds, all sorts of great things. So I'll hand things over to Jared, who will get us started with some of Westminster's own materials.
Yeah, this will probably be a shorter podcast,
sure.
I wanted the listeners to know of some things that are out there. If you are listening and looking for resources on just things that you can either read, listen to, watch. I think the first thing that we started at Westminster was our YouTube page, or our YouTube channel, really.
Yeah.
And YouTube has done a good job of upgrading every now and then, either the ease of use or, accessibility and all that. But we started the Westminster channel basically to have some kind of public format for the Wilson-Hitchens debate that we hosted back in October of 2008, I think it was. It was a while ago.
Wildly popular.
Yeah, it's got an amazing following. Mostly, I'd say probably, given the content, the comments, probably 95% atheists. They seem to be very vocal on there. So there's 12 parts, because YouTube has a limit. You can only post up to 10 minutes on there, and so it definitely limits us. The first video, which is pretty much the most popular, I think, because it's the first video, that right now it has about 48,000 hits on it, which, for Westminster, being a small school and everything, that's pretty substantial for us. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to provide a forum for people to see that. It didn't have any Westminster faculty on it except for, funny enough, Dr. Oliphant, who was kind of just facilitating and hosting the debate as part of his Apologetics 101 class. So that happened the first part of 2009, and what Jonathan and I wanted to do was to provide that YouTube channel as a video resource and a video library for people in the church. So we have been, and if you've been on there, you'll know that this is the case, but it's a very amateur way of just getting content out there. So we've interviewed a lot of our professors on just all kinds of things, like the importance of biblical languages. A lecturer in the biblical languages, Libby Groves, does a couple videos on that. Dr. Lane Tipton on the Reformed view of justification. Mm-hmm. We have Dr. Carl Truman on Calvin and his historical context.
Truman on Owen,
that's been really popular. I think Justin Taylor linked to that on his blog.
John Owen was probably the most significant theologian.
So you're probably going to want to watch a video about it.
Yeah, that's not overselling it at all. And then a whole lot of videos.
I thought Jesus was that German.
Yeah, take it in context. But
you hang up and try again.
Yeah. No more.
And we also have Dr. Pallison commenting on Calvin. This is part of like a Calvin 500 series that we did. So all that is to say that we're trying to continually feed that channel and bring people up to speed on different topics and different figures that Westminster faculty are inclined to talk about. So that's one resource that's out there that we started really from the get-go. Another one that kind of coincided with that is just the Facebook page for Westminster. And this is, a lot of you may be familiar with it, but just a brief explanation is, you became a fan. I think Facebook changed its whole format, and now you like things.
Yeah, they changed it to like, copying Google, who copied right. FriendFeed, and Facebook bought FriendFeed, so now it's all this mixing.
So it's always changing in some way, but the basic, format is that you like it or you become a fan of it, and then you have access to the updates that we provide. We like to do it daily. It may be like semi-daily or every couple days, but that is links to our YouTube page. It's also information that comes out for our current students. It's information that involves our alumni, so where like our full confidence tours are going. You know, if we're having a conference out in like Oklahoma, then we'll post information on that. And let people know.
That's facebook.com/Westminster Online.
Yes, thank you. And the YouTube address is youtube.com/Westminster Online. So if you search for those.
Now, tell us about what's going on iTunes U, because as I'm looking at the page, I see your big announcement today that you have put up the full course by David Pallison, Counseling and Secular Psychology, or Theology and Secular Psychology.
Yeah, that has been a very lengthy work in progress. It's been, well, I won't bore you with the details, but we do have it up now, and it's been up for about a month,
almost a month.
And originally we started out with just a few categories like systematic theology, apologetics, Old Testament, New Testament, those kinds of things. And then we started adding full courses, not for credit, but just so that you can get a sense of what Westminster classes are like. And this is anywhere from, a very old class taught actually by Van Til. You can hear Van Til teaching, I think, Christ and Human Thought. Mm-hmm. That class, that may be from like the 60s or 70s at the very latest. Moses Silva's Intro to New Testament, and then very current courses like Carl Truman on the Medieval Church, a Doctrine of God course. And then yesterday, we just put up a class by Dr. David Pallison, who teaches counseling practical theology at Westminster, Theology and Secular Psychology. And that has been extremely popular, as we've seen in the last couple of days. So very, very happy to have that as another resource. And Jonathan may be able to comment more. Jonathan is really the guy who does the nitty-gritty work on this, putting audio up and kind of monitoring it.
Jonathan's coming to understand what a pain it is to put audio online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, in a syndicated way.
A lot of things involved. It's me and another... a guy named Jeremy Eshelman that we do the nitty gritty. He comes up with the XMLs. I do the iTunes U part. But for the most part, what we're trying to do is give the church resources that we know will basically be, absolutely fruitful for the church. Mm-hmm. And so we don't just choose any random class. There is a vetting process. And so we... And the other thing is, we're not going to put up like THM classes. I don't think
you have. You have a couple.
We might have some lectures, but not a full class.
Theology of Hebrews.
And
is that THM?
Yeah, it is. But
well, so there is a broad range of courses up there, though. Yeah. I mean, going anywhere from the intro stuff, and even on the YouTube page where it's even pre-intro stuff that's like pre-seminary, leading all the way up to a PhD course like Theology of Hebrews. So you have quite a swath of materials on the iTunes U page.
Yeah. Right. The great thing about the iTunes U setup is a lot of these lectures can be found elsewhere. Like for instance, our WTS server, some of the lectures will just our WTS website. But the problem is that they're not organized well. For instance, we just put Edmund Clowney's class up, which is called, we named it Biblical Theology, but we gathered a series of lectures that he did on Old Testament and Christ in the Old Testament and biblical theology and the ramifications it has for the New Testament. And so previously you'd have to download those one by one and go and find them through a whole list of 143 different lectures.
Yeah.
You couldn't really put the class together unless you actually took the time to do it. Now on iTunes, it's up there as a class and you can just download it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier.
Yeah. And so it really just it provides a good just platform and organizational structure to download these things. The way you get to that is just by our homepage, WTS.edu. There's a link to the right side that just says iTunes U. And what that does is the link actually opens an application on your computer, whether you're using Mac or Windows. It opens up the application and goes to the iTunes U store, but all the lectures are free. It's just the format.
Right.
So it
many of our subscribers are already using iTunes. I can tell that from the statistics. But if you're not, you can just download iTunes for free, and you can get to iTunes U through the iTunes software. And there's a lot of stuff in there. I mean, there's courses, by all the big universities, MIT, Yale, University of Michigan, go Wolverines. There's tons of them, but also even in our tradition, there's a lot of courses from Covenant Seminary as well as RTS. So there really is a wealth of information. If you haven't been in there, you really need to check it out. And so now it's fleshed out wonderfully by Covenant, RTS, and Westminster Theological Seminary. So
yeah, and I did want to mention, getting away from the Westminster resources to just like the broadly Reformed resources, Covenant does a really, really good job of labeling and organizing their courses that they offer, full courses that they offer, on their webpage.
Yeah, they do.
And that's really easy to find, and you can go, I mean, any topic that you can think of, they pretty much have it. And then same with RTS. They have, you can get a full degree from them. It's, RTS Virtual. I think it's an MA.
It's an MA. It's not the MDiv.
Right, exactly. They pretty much have a monopoly right now because they've been doing it for so long and they do it so well on iTunes U. And so literally today I was listening to John Frame's Christian Apologetics class. He's a Westminster grad, obviously, but teaching at RTS. And it's just interesting to see the other seminaries' takes on the various topics, apologetics and systematics and those kinds of
church
things.
Church history, too.
Mm-hmm.
You find big differences in how they're taught and the things that are emphasized and
how the
even courses are structured and what the subject is and that sort of thing.
So it's exciting to see that there are things now accessible worldwide that can be helpful for the church with every topic, really. So the pastor who has an internet connection has now more resources available to them than any other point in history.
Let's talk podcasts other than what we've got going on at Reform Forum. What are some other audio resources or podcasts that you guys are aware of or that you listen to?
That's a good question. I don't have a lot besides that. Most of mine are like videos and texts on Gospel Coalition, but I can get to that later once you mention the podcast.
Well, I mostly produce content and don't consume it, but I listen to a lot of tech podcasts. But in terms of the Reformed world, I do listen. You can find Office Hours, which is from Westminster Seminary, California, which is discussions with their faculty. It's run mostly by Scott Clark, and he interviews several faculty members. There's a lot of other resources that are out there. Trying to think.
White Horse Inn, that's White a Horse popular Inn. One. Oh, I see a lot of pastors linking to that. The other one that I would highly recommend is CCF has a good podcast that they semi-regularly update, and
you can hear my voice on a few of the old ones.
I did see that. Yeah.
Dr. David Pallison. That's the Camden.
Yeah.
Some of the early ones.
Yeah. There you go.
Point for Jonathan. Point for
Jonathan.
Rack. Good job.
Yeah, and they have...
No, they do some great... They do great stuff.
And also, a lot of it is just very practical. They have... you can kind of listen in to CCF courses if you want to do that. You can, Ed Welch and Dr. Powelson and Tim Lane, they speak on very practical issues, whether it be, depression or whatever else. Marriage is definitely a popular one.
A lot of other
self-esteem issues, all that kind of stuff.
a lot of other Reformed and Calvinistic podcasts out there. Just off the top of my head, you've got Albert Mohler radio program, yes, which deals with current events. You've got Covenant Radio, and they're streaming live all the time. They do some interesting things. Issues, etc., which is, I think they call that Lutheran Public Radio or something, but they talk things. Mm. Knowing the Truth with Kevin Bolin. So there's a lot of stuff out there. There's just a wealth. Oh, Renewing Your Mind. How could you forget? An incredibly popular one, R.C. Sproul's. I think they do stuff daily, even. Mm. So that's from Ligonier Ministries. That's all found in the iTunes store as well. So just go to iTunes, and many of these are just in the directory. Search for, mm-hmm, Reformed Theology, or search for what you're looking at, and you'll see all of our stuff in there too. Christ the Center, Reformed Media Review, Philosophy for Theologians, Proclaiming Christ, Historia Ecclesia, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So
I do want to mention, not to, you know, necessarily get back to Westminster, but we, on the Westminster iTunes use page, one of the gems that we do have is, well, they're all gems in their own way, but one of the very unique things that we do have is the Notable Theologians page.
Oh, true.
There's been plenty of notable theologians who have come to Westminster to lecture.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the one I'm going to mention is Herman Ritterboss. And we have actual lectures from Herman Ritterboss. And so that's pretty impressive. You know, of course, we have John Piper, Mark Dever,
Sproul.
All those guys have corresponding resources on their churches or, mm-hmm, or respective ministries' websites, too. We can't name everybody, but there's so much that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say is I'm really enjoying the classic resources that Westminster puts out. And even though that, you know, I'm actually doing the iTunes U page, I actually do take the time to listen to a lot of these, especially with Clowney and Van Til. There are some of the best lectures I've ever heard simply because they're actually entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, most of the lectures that I hear that come out in the present day are usually always serious, you know, just strictly serious. And Van Til and Clowney, they would make jokes every 5 minutes and people would be laughing all the time. It's actually pretty surprising. Yeah. So if you think that, oh, it's older, so it's going to be a lot more dull, it's actually the opposite. You know, if guys like Clowney and Van Til are absolutely hilarious. It's very enjoyable to listen to.
Now, what do we have on the video end of things? You mentioned the YouTube page. Is there? I know Gospel Coalition, they produce videos once in a while. Together for the Gospel has put some out recently.
Yeah.
You guys were there at the Together for the Gospel.
Mm-hmm. That's one resource that I wanted to mention is Gospel Coalition. They just do a fantastic job production wise and content wise. They have it together. They have everything that you can think of in terms of text, which, by the way, I'll segue into it. They have a whole book review site that actually Jonathan and I have been involved in a little bit. We mentioned a while ago the God is Great, God is Good book. I did a review for them. Jonathan has a review up right now.
Book by Peter Kreft
on Muslims, what we can learn from Muslims.
Nothing. Sorry.
So they're doing a whole lot on that site. And their videos are really good. They have a lot of notable theologians up there. They have like D.A. Carson. They have John Piper. They have Tim Keller. They have Dever on there, and they're talking about current day issues. So it's another really good resource, and they have tons and tons and tons of audio. It's pretty well organized. It's not as
they link they curate a lot of stuff too.
That's right.
I mean, they link elsewhere, so all the content isn't homegrown or home produced, but it's a good landing page to go find a lot of things.
That's right. The guy who runs it, or one of the guys who runs it, Mike Pullman, he's described it as an aggregate.
Sure.
So he's just collecting a lot of things that are out there and trying
content
to kind of
curation
sift.
Is kind of a techie term for it. Yeah.
Right. And you know, for the modern, or not the modern, the person who's doing ministry today, there's just information overload. And so that's part of their ministry, is trying to gather together the good stuff and try to sift out the bad stuff and say, here's what you can look to for current resources. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Well, are there any other resources we'd like to mention I guess just to close things off, we can mention a few bits of software. Bible Works is really handy for Bible scholars. It seems to be the standard at Westminster here in Philadelphia.
And Westminster's on Bible Works. Westminster Hebrew Morphology.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, well, actually, the electronic text for the Hebrew Bible is produced in the basement of Westminster's library and is pretty much the standard for all Bible softwares.
Yeah.
You also can use Logos Bible software.
Yeah.
Or Logos, depending on your version or how you were taught your Greek.
You know what? That's a really good point. That is an excellent resource. They have so many...
They actually have this Libronix library system, so their software runs and will actually have books and other types of things you can load in there, like the Westminster Journal and all sorts of other things. So their software, from one perspective, is broader and more powerful to do a lot of things. But Westminster likes to stick to Bible Works for the language analysis.
Right. But for Logos or Logos, however you want to say it, they have, I think, Bovinks, all his works on there. If not now, then sometime in the future. I'm not up to date. But Richard Moeller's 4-volume on post-Reformation Reform dogmatics, fully searchable, I think, Calvin Institute. So, you know, if you have the money and you're doing research on these various topics, it's well worth purchasing, you know, on the PhD level. I don't know about the master's level, but the resources are great out there.
Yeah, and also you can check out Google Books. If you go to books.google.com, depending on what you're searching for, there is just a wealth of information. Many of the books are short clips that you can search for, but all of the books that are in the public domain, at least that they've gotten to, which are millions by now, are fully searchable and viewable. So if you're doing research on philosophy, I've done a couple of papers that were heavy into 20th century, even 18th century philosophy, and the Google Books was incredible.
Yeah.
For, you know, I could find a footnote of some obscure book that our library doesn't have. I didn't have time to get it from interlibrary loan. Google Books had the full thing. Yeah. And then I could search on it too.
Yeah.
And look for particular phrases and those sorts of things. So Google Books is just an incredible resource for philosophical research, but just broadly, I've used it in my studies on Rahner and other things, just to find books that use in particular phrases.
Yeah, another good resource along those lines is that I personally use, and I can say this because I don't have a lot to do with them, but WTSBooks.com is an incredible resource, partially because they usually have PDFs. Or they sometimes have PDF samples of some of the books that you're going to be looking at. So you can preview like the first chapter or the foreword or something like that and get a sense of what the book's about. But also you can see if it's on the reading list for a certain class. You can see the different endorsements that are below. You can see they have a whole pastor's review program that they're working on. So they've culled different pastors really from all across America, hand-picked them to do reviews of the particular books that are coming out or that they just want reviews on. So that's another really good resource for just scholarship and people in the church who are looking to to read.
And they're going to have the cheapest price because that's their guarantee.
Best prices around.
They do. It's not just the saying. They actually will beat the price $1 shipping.
Yeah.
That's great.
So there
love
you go.
It.
Yeah.
Lowest price, dollar shipping, and really fast service, and a great selection of anything a Reformed student's going to want to read.
That's right.
WTSBooks.com.
Yeah.
There's no accident we promote them because we think they're the best. So
it is a great resource. And you mentioned Together for the Gospel. There, all the videos are up of all the lectures that were given at this year's conference. And I think they're worth checking out. Jonathan and I were there. We were, at the Westminster booth. But the two lectures that I think stood out completely were Tabetes and John Piper's. He basically did a defense of justification, the Reformed view of justification from the Gospels and how that's consistent with the Pauline view of justification. It was just excellent. So if you're at all into modern discussions of the justification issue, definitely check out Piper's video. It's well worth it.
It was excellent on the basics of justification. And of course, it didn't get into the eschatology of justification
Union proper or anything like that. But very, very good.
You just touch on some of those themes. And I'm thinking of one book, God is the Gospel. Mm-hmm. And it's a very popular level to some of the primary concerns in the union, from the union side of, if that's even the word we use, but the union side of the debate.
Yeah.
That the person of Christ is prior, and that the benefits flow out of and come from God, from Jesus Christ, who is the gospel. That's right. That's the thesis of his book. So
yeah.
Great. Well, just to tie things up here, you can visit Westminster at facebook.com/Westminster Online, youtube.com/Westminster Online, or WTS.edu. And Reform Forum is available at reformedforum.org. There you can find information about all our programs, including our latest, Philosophy for Theologians, which is sure to attract some new people and probably annoy some others. But we're proud of it, and hopefully we'll provide a great service to you in terms of Reformed thought about various philosophical topics. And of course, you've been listening to the Reformed Media Review. Reformed looks at books, media, and other types of cultural artifacts. My name is Camden Busey, and Tola Lege, pick up and read.